baptized him in the bathtub and he got the Holy Ghost and went on to be the Lord. I'm just telling you that the grace of God is sufficient when we get to the place to where we need it. Can you praise God with me? I just believe it works. The disciples had fished all night, hadn't caught any fish. And Jesus said, children of you, you got any meat? And they said, we hadn't caught a thing. He said, cast your net on the right side. They pondered a little bit, said, well, nevertheless, at your word, we'd do it. The Bible said, just from one side of the boat to the other side of the boat. I don't know if it was as wide as this house or not, but that's not a lot of distance. From one side of the boat to the other side of the boat, and I don't suppose the boat was any bigger than this right here. And the Bible said, the fish just filled that net up till it break. Somebody said, where in the world did all them fish come from? I tell you where they come from. Same place those animals came from that got in the ark. I don't believe Noah went bear hunting. I don't believe he went possum hunting. I just believe when he got it right, just like God said, do it right. Got it just right, just like God said, do it right. Got it just like God said, do it. Just did it exactly like God did it. The Holy Ghost moved on those animals, and they just come marching down through there just like a human being. Woo! Probably better than a human being, but that's exactly right. Yeah, help me preach, brother. Praise God. I'm here to tell you that I believe the Holy Ghost went fish hunting. I believe the Holy Ghost just got out there and rounded them all up and drove them in that net. Praise God. I'm telling you, when you do it like God said, do it, it'll happen every time. He didn't say he would take away the thorn in the flesh, but he said, my grace is sufficient to take it. It'll work. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus going down the road, and the Bible said a multitude followed him along the road. Here's a man on the highway side begging. His name is Bartimaeus. And all these folks is following Jesus along. And Bartimaeus cries out, oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. None of the multitude had stopped him. But when he heard the voice of blind Bartimaeus, the Bible said he stood still. I'm telling you. Somebody in this room can stop him tonight. Somebody in this room can get his attention tonight. Somebody can stop him still tonight. If you cry out in despair and let him know that you need him. My God, I thought about that Laodicean church that even made Jesus sick. They thought they had need of nothing. They thought they had everything. My God, friend, we don't have everything. We're in need of everything. I know that we're going to go to heaven. I know the Holy Ghost is real. I know that God's given us some wonderful things and beautiful churches and all these marvelous things. This is magnificent. I think this belongs to the people of God. But I'm here to tell you that we're still in need of God. We still can't make it without Him. We're still in despair. Oh, yes, we are. I was sitting at home last night. My wife said, I want you to read something. 1 Samuel 6 or 2 Samuel 6, you may know. The ark of God was in the hands of the Philistines. And they took it and put it on a cart and brought it down the camp of the Israelites. And the Bible said, he said the Israelites looked over in the ark. And God didn't bother those Philistines. He didn't bother them. But because these folks looked at the ark, 50,070 people were smitten I'm telling you, God's not, he's not fooling these world folks out here in the world. I mean, he's not going to stop them. No. No, he's not going to interfere with what they're doing. But I'll tell you one thing. If you're going to stay in this church, he's going to work on you. Somebody said, you think he's going to discipline me? As sure as I'm a foot tall, he's going to discipline you. If you're without chastisement, you're a bastard and not a son. The Bible said that. If you're going to stay with the church, then you're going to go up the hill and down the hill, across the valley and walk across the way. It's not going to be roses every day, but we're going to stay with it, praise God, because his grace is sufficient. I'm not fixing to quit because everything doesn't go my way. I'm not fixing to back out because somebody else did wrong. I'm not going to backfire because some preacher ran off with a woman or some woman ran off with a preacher, whichever way it went. But anyway, I'm not going to give up just because somebody else gave up. I'm going to stay with the same friend. I got too much invested, and I can't turn around. Well, hallelujah. Oh. Praise God. And so, I was in Alaska a few days ago, and I went over to the United Pentecostal Church, and they had a 3 o'clock service in the afternoon, and I couldn't make that service, so I went to a Nazarene church, right there by the hotel where I stand, so I went to the Nazarene church. And they were studying about Naaman. You know, Naaman, there wasn't any healing in that water. No healing virtue in that water, Jordan. Naaman, he was a great leader, the Syrian army. He had really torn Israel up. God had to bring that fellow a long way. From a little maid that they had captured from Israel through his wife. The maid through the mistress down to Naaman. Then Naaman has to turn around and call on a man of God out of Israel. I'm telling you, sometimes God has to bring us around, put us through a few things, try us, let us come out pure as gold. Yes, he will, brother. Somebody said, how in the world is God going to get him a church out of all of us? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Somebody's going to look beyond, and they're going to see there's a kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother, I'm telling you, I'm not no organization fighter myself. I can get along with anybody. They'll have to give me a chance. Please, for God's sake, let's don't get crossed up on this card business. As long as a man's clean and holy and godly and lives for God, let's give him recognition and love him. And help him if we can. Do what we can for God's sake. Let's don't get to the place to where we think that if you're not in our little bunch, you just can't make it. Oh, God. I think I'm old enough and have enough authority to say that. I'm telling you that we've got to get to the place where we can love God. I appreciate some people don't like to shop at Big Star. They like the 7-Eleven. I guess I belong to the 7-Eleven, but let me belong to the 7-Eleven, will you? Let me run my business. Let me go on. I'm doing what I feel led of God. Don't bother me. Don't try to run me off. Don't try to run me down. Don't try to destroy me. Give me a chance. I believe I'm going to come out on top. Hallelujah. I believe there's room in this kingdom for all of us. Lord, I didn't know I was going to preach all night. You better hush up, boy. Boy, his hair's red. He ain't got much sense. Let me tell you something. Let me just tell you this. The Bible said that holy city would be 1,500 miles square. It's a pretty good size, isn't it? Hallelujah. And some time ago, I was in Washington, D.C., and Brother Urshan was there, and there's several of us about representing about 60 different oneness organizations, and by the way, there's over 100 of them. And we were in the White House, and we all joined hands around a big room, and we all prayed in the White House. And we got to figuring up that there could have been 6 million people represented there or more in that room with those preachers, those leaders. They don't all believe exactly like I do. They believe in the water baptism, Jesus' name, Holy Ghost, but some of the other things we probably wouldn't get along on too well. I don't know about that. But that's their business, not mine. Anyway, I try to set it real fast in them. And then there's an underground church, you know. Brother Hicks and Sister Hicks. Underground church. Those old fathers that's gone on. And those old mothers that's gone on. Your dad. Gone on. Thousands of them. And then there's Israel. 144,000 sealed. And the church that's on top of the earth right now. Woo, man. God, folks, when you think about that. Well, I could pull out of this organization. They wouldn't miss me. I'm talking about God's organization. I could flip my switch and it wouldn't hinder them a thing in the world. I tell you, I'm just going to stay in here with it. I'm going to hang in there. Praise God. Because I done found out without God I can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is not just a Pentecostal church with me. This is life. This is life. This is life. Hallelujah. This is not just a way of living. This is my way, God's way. This is the only thing I know. I don't want to fail God. I need His grace. Praise God. I'm a quitting in a minute. Abraham went up on that mountain. These are things that you know. I'm not preaching anything deep tonight. I'm just telling you. Took his boy up on that mountain to offer him up as a sacrifice. I believe he meant to do it. I believe he meant to kill him. Rip. I believe that. Well, I don't just believe it, I know it. Of course, you know, God wasn't after Isaac anyway. He's after Abraham.
Amen.
He was conditioning Abraham. Praise God. But while he was going up one side of that mountain, there's a ram coming up the other side. God always makes a way. Praise God. Praise God. That old man Daniel, somebody said he was about 90 years old, went up and opened the windows with his old bony hands and raised those windows and looked out toward Jerusalem again to pray. The Bible said, as he had before, and he knew he was defying the king's decree, but he prayed anyway. He couldn't help it. It was in his system. It was just in his system. He had the power of decision. He had learned that. He had not defiled himself with the king's meat. And he had this thing in his system. And they took him down there to lock him up in a den of lions. And while they were unlocking the door to put him in there, the angel of God was locking the jaws of those old lions. No Daniel Burgers here tonight. God always makes a way. It seems like sometimes it's not going to happen, but it is happening because God's going to take care of His church. God's going to take care of His people. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, He is. And those Hebrew children who knew better in their hearts, taught better, bred better, than to bow their knees. Paul said, for this cause, he talked about the greatness of God, for this cause I bow my knees. Brother Harding, my knees are preserved. If a friend walked in, I'd probably sit still. If the president came in, I'd probably stand up. But if somebody said, bow your knee to an image, my knees are reserved. Hallelujah. We don't bow to nobody. We're not going to bow to this world system. No, we're not. We're not going to bow to ungodliness. We're not going to give up our holiness walk. We're not going to give up our doctrine. We don't bow to anybody. We don't have to. There's no need to. We don't have to go in this charismatic world to get some speakers to come in here. We got preachers galore, praise God, can preach this thing wild. We don't have to reach out here and dabble around the world, try to have a church half in, half out. We don't have to prove of that. We've got too much apostolic down in here, right in here. Hallelujah. We're not going to get away from it. Hallelujah. And so the king had said, we want you to make an image. You know what an image is? That's nothing. It's supposed to be an image of somebody, but it's really nothing. Going to bow to an image. And of course, when the time come, they didn't bow. You know that. Because they had been taught in their heart, here is the Lord our God's one God. Couldn't get that out of them. I still believe the word of God is sufficient. I believe it's a have-to case. I believe it. Hey, how long I've been preaching? I got a hold of something last night, and let me pass this on. I'm about through. Like about that much. I've been reading some more of the accounts of Azusa Street Revival. Brother Bill, I got to looking at that. I saw what they had five things that they stood for. Sanctification, justification, they believed in baptism in the Holy Spirit. They believed in divine healing. They believed in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know that water baptism not mentioned in there? Can I hurt some of his feelings? Please don't get mad at me now. Don't get mad at me. The Bible said that Peter commanded the house of Cornelius to be baptized, and then he commanded, it's a commandment. Somebody said, what about Jimmy Swaggart? Somebody failed to command. Somebody in that Azusa Street revival failed to command those folks to be baptized. Read it. Acts 2:38 is a command. Matthew 28:19 is a specific command. Right. In the name of. Somebody failed to look at it. And that's where they are. And now then I guess they can't change. But that's right. It's the Bible. Anyway, the Word of God. So they put those fellows in it. They got a furnace and got it 7 times hotter than hot. And they put them fellows in that furnace. And while they were putting him in that furnace, there's a man on his way, a fourth man with an air conditioner.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. A Holy Ghost fire extinguisher. Praise God. I'm telling you that God will make a way. His grace is sufficient for me. I want you to say that with me. His grace is sufficient for me. Hallelujah. We preach about the Apostle Paul, but his grace is sufficient not only for Paul. It's sufficient for Brother Canale. It's sufficient for Brother Lufkin. It's sufficient for our presbyter here. It's sufficient for every one of us in this room. This is a personal thing. God's got his hand on all of us, folks. If you obey the truth and stay with the church, God will take care of you. I'll promise you he will. Will you stand with me, please? Oh, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's praise him a little bit more. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes. Jesus loves me. Sing it with me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Listen, Jesus loves me still, though I'm very weak and ill, from his blessed throne on high, watches over me wherever I lie. That's the reason I know. Yes, sing it. Jesus.
Did not our hearts burn within us as he spake to us by the way? God's grace is sufficient. Love him together. Thank God for the word of the Lord.